This podcast is about liabilities, which is, liabilities are one of the elements you have to be familiar with. The other elements are assets, owner's equity, revenue and expenses. So these are key concepts you have to be familiar with. Liabilities. Let's list some common liabilities that we'll come across during the course of Unit 3 and 4, or Unit 3 in particular. Bank overdraft is one. That's when the business has spent more than it's received. It owes the bank money. It's quite a common situation from time to time over the life of a business, a bank overdraft situation. But if the bank is owed money, it's a liability. Creditors is another one, and we'll do this when we do the credit union later on in Unit 3. But creditors are individuals or businesses usually that are owed money because the business itself has bought stock and it hasn't paid for the stock yet. So creditors is a very common liability. GST owing to the ATO. Most businesses owe the ATO GST at some point in time, so it's a common liability. They collect money from their customers on behalf of the government, and until they pay that money to the ATO, it's a liability of the business. Other liabilities include accrued expenses, and we'll look at that in more detail when we do balance day adjustments again. And loans. If you borrow money from a bank or some other financial institution, then you have a loan, and that is a liability or an obligation for the business. So common liabilities: bank overdraft, creditors, GST owing to the ATO, though sometimes that's an asset, accrued expenses, and loans. There is a particular definition, or there is a definition that you should learn. It's in your book. It's also on that link on our homepage to the AASB, the sort of official guide for accounting terminology. So click on that link in the short term, check it out. But it'll be something like this. Liabilities are present obligations of the business arising out of past events, the settlement of which is expected to result in an outflow of economic resources. I'll say that again. Present obligations of the business arising out of past events, the settlement of which is expected to result in an outflow of economic resources. There are similar or slightly different versions elsewhere. So let's have a look at a couple of examples and put the example into the context of the definition. Creditors, let's use creditors. These are individuals or businesses usually that are owed money because you have purchased stock and you haven't paid for your stock yet. So creditors are a very common liability. So it's a present obligation of the business. Because the business hasn't paid the creditors yet, it still exists as an obligation. And it's arisen out of a past event. The event was the purchase, which was evidenced by an invoice sometime in the past. It might have been today. It might have been a couple of months ago, but the transaction has already occurred. So it's a result of a past event, and the settlement of which is expected to result in an outflow of economic resources. That's just a fancy way of saying that eventually there will be a payment of cash to the creditor. There will be a reduction in your bank account to pay the creditors. So present obligation of the business, that is, the debt hasn't yet been paid, it's still owing. Arising out of past events, that means the transaction to buy the stock occurred sometime in the past. And the settlement of which is expected to result in an outflow of economic resources, that just means eventually you're going to pay the creditors, which means you will reduce your bank account by doing that. So remember that definition, or one that's similar to it. Remember the common liabilities. And sometimes liabilities, of course, are referred to as external equities. Equities equals assets. Assets equals equities. Equities is made up of two parts: liabilities plus owner's equity. We are talking about liabilities at the moment. So sometimes liabilities is referred to as an external equity. That is, these liabilities, such as creditors or the bank or the ATO for GST, etc., these institutions, these organisations, are owed money, and hence they have a claim or an interest or an ownership in the assets of the business until such time as that debt is paid. So external equities is another term sometimes given for liabilities. Liabilities, external equities, the same thing. They exist. The ownership, the claim, the interest in the assets of the business exists by these individuals or businesses until such time as they have that debt settled. Now, liabilities will be reported in the balance sheet, and it's important to note that it's only the business liabilities that will be reported, not the private liabilities of the owner. So if the owner of a business has a private debt, e.g. a private debt on their house or a private credit card obligation, etc., they are not reported in the business's balance sheet. The business's balance sheet just records the assets and liabilities of the business, not the owner. The definition once again: present obligations of the business arising out of past events, the settlement of which is expected to result in an outflow of economic resources. Sometimes liabilities are called external equities. Common liabilities include bank overdraft, creditors, GST payable to the ATO, accrued expenses and loans. Liabilities are recorded in the or reported in the balance sheet. Only the liabilities of the business and not the personal liabilities of the owner. Liabilities also have to be classified or grouped or categorized into either current liabilities or non-current liabilities. Current liabilities are those obligations that must be settled within 12 months, such as bank overdraft, creditors, GST payable to the ATO, accrued expenses, short-term loans, that is loans that have to be met within 12 months. So in other words, most liabilities that we'll cover this year are current. Non-current liabilities are those obligations that do not have to be settled within 12 months. And the most common example, of course, will be long-term loans or that part of a loan which does not have to be paid within the next 12 months. So just about every liability we'll look at this year is a current liability, and the most common example of a non-current liability is that part of a loan which does not have to be paid within the next 12 months. So you do need to know how to classify the liabilities. Double entry rules. You need to know the double entry rules for liability accounts, and the opening balance, if there is one, will appear on the credit or right-hand side. And any transaction that works to increase the value of the liability will be recorded on the credit or right-hand side. And any transaction that works to decrease the liability will be recorded on the left or debit side. These are the double entry rules for liability accounts. So once again, any opening balance will be on the credit side, the right-hand side. Any transaction that works to increase the value of the liability will be recorded on the credit or right-hand side. And any transaction that works to decrease the value of the liability will be recorded on the left or debit side. You must remember the double entry rules. Did you take active notes whilst you were listening to this podcast? If not, why not replay it? Take some notes. In particular, click on that link from the AASB, which is on our homepage of our website. Confirm the definition. Write out the definition a few times and see if you can recall that. This is the end of the podcast.